our producer, Viad, is by Afrikaans, is profaat, he's shy. And yesterday, he was very excited. Guess why? He was acting weird, actually.
Yeah,
he wasn't excited because I've been telling him, go on the dating apps, go on the dating apps. Guys, he met a lovely young lady on his Afrikaans dating platform that we've been advising him against, actually, because there are, I don't think there are many options. But
there's an Afrikaans dating platform?
Yes, and they've called these two together. And guys, he's going on his first date with them. I've been waiting for this day forever because he's a lovely guy. Yeah. He only works till a certain time. And then he goes home in his beautiful beach apartment and then he's alone.
Yeah.
And everybody deserves love and he can have someone to cook with and spend. I'm just so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. But we do need advice.
It's going on a date.
It's the first date in a long time.
Yeah, so all those, like, this Afrikaans dating app, is it like, how do you recognize it? I know that, you know, like, this dating app is Blo, and Hiri and is Roy, is Dai and Oranje.
Yeah.
Ek vra net, ek vra nie vir Maikie, dis al. Nee, ek vra net vir Maikie.
But listen, Franet, Carmen, when you say you need advice, or he needs, I just want to say, I don't think we, as in like Darren and Sky, or you, because, geez, like, I
it's
can't remember the last time I went on a first date. I think it was maybe before COVID.
No, I don't. I'm not the guy. It's a date.
Neither am I.
Guys, hey, back in my day, we didn't tap it when we were paying with the card. We didn't use the card, like the card. It was cash.
Oh, you didn't tap to pay.
Tap to pay.
No, we didn't tap
to pay.
That's what I said. What did I say?
Okay.
No, that was when you were going on dates.
Yeah.
So
everything's changed. I don't know.
So it's fair to say that we've been out of the game for quite some time now. So that's why we decided that we'll ask on our Facebook. I just saw this now, bro. I didn't see this post. We asked on our Facebook page for some things you should not do on a first date.
Uh-huh.
Some of the comments, guys. Rhea Pille says, try not to fork a olive.
Okay, good call.
Okay, I met a guy that did this and the olive flew and hit the auntie. Oh, my word. Oh,
why you park the car?
And then we have one from Tessany Tango. Don't you dare fart.
Oh, yeah, now come on, guys. Not on a... you're joking.
Not on a... At least wait until the third...
No, Darren. No.
Fifth date.
No.
Never.
No, my partner doesn't.
Guys,
do
once
that
you start dating,
me.
You give up farting forever. That's it. It will never happen in your
once
life.
Once you start dating, we're talking here first date.
Yes.
Oh. The don'ts.
Okay.
What should you not do? Yes, Darren.
On your first date.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Please help us out. VR van der Merwe is going on a date. We can't help him. We haven't been dating in donkey's years. So what is the dating advice? I need to know. Just quick, top line. Dating advice. First date, dating advice. 061-792-9495. And go.
Just some advice to Vier. You might be a bit nervous on your first date. So the thing that you don't do is don't overindulge, like eat too much or try and impress the girl. Okay, just be yourself and don't overeat. Cheers.
Shame. Oh, Vier likes food and he likes to eat and cook. I think he must show who he really is.
Yeah,
don't overdo it.
Don't enter the hot dog eating competition.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So that's
that.
A question, right? Vier is going on his first date, our producer. What should you not do on a first date? Kathleen on Facebook says, don't expect one person to pay for the date. For the first date, it should be 50-50 because a lot of people just want a free date.
Is that a thing?
It's
a,
Darren, Sky and Carmen, East Coast Radio.
So VR van der Merwe is going on a first date. This is the first we've heard of this in, well, for me, 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I've never, no, no, no.
When have
no,
you ever heard of van der Merwe going on a date?
This is just in my time that he hasn't gone on a date.
No, it's never happened. Ooh. It's never. This is the first time. And obviously, we're asking, you know, what should you not do on a first date? We're asking you 061-792-9495. I can't help. Sky says he can't help, but I definitely can't help. Guys, back in my day, we didn't have online dating. We had carbon dating, but we didn't have online dating. So
you were carbon dating yourself. Okay. I'm there, same page.
So we're asking, what should you not do on a first date? Just some tips, 061-792-9495.
We have Boyki.
Congratulations, my brother. Listen, first of all, whoever's going to be serving you, don't be rude to that waiter. She's going to pick up negative vibes. Secondly, don't talk too much about yourself. Let her feel special. Laka, my boy, key.
Sweet advice. Also, don't worry, Vier's always nice to the helper and the waiter and that too. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Also on Facebook, Olani says, order a meal with bones, I guess.
Why? I don't understand.
It's going to be difficult. You've got to put the bones in your mouth and you're eating and then don't do that.
Don't,
it's a bit untidy on the first date.
Don't order
a meal with bones. Don't order a meal with
bones. Gotcha.
Okay, also, Jamie Lee, I don't know what's going on in your life and why you've tagged Dineshri in this one.
Yeah.
But remove your wedding ring, apparently. If you know, you know. We don't know about that one. We don't allow and condone cheating.
Yeah.
Yusuf Bell says, sorry, Sky, this one's probably for you, considering the last result. Don't talk about Manchester United.
Oh, that's best advice. Yeah. That is the best advice. Yeah, always look on the Brighton side of life.
Oh, my word. Gosh.
Yeah, never
Tuesday, Darren.
Listen, on the line we have Joe Gray from Yellowwood Park. Joe, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Ma'am. Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Joanne. Joanna. Sorry. Joanna. Sorry
about that joke.
Sorry. So what should you not do on the first date, ma'am?
Okay, well, first of all, congratulations to Vier.
Yay, Fanameva!
Please, do not tell your lady you have just been released from prison.
Oh.
Joe, wait.
I also, in the years of no online dating, it was blind dating back in the day, it was up in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And a colleague of mine had arranged a blind date with her son.
Yeah.
And he came and picked me up, and I was obviously quite excited. And the first thing he said to me when he got into the car is, by the way, I've just come out of prison.
It's been a while. I've been in prison.
No,
man. That was as you got in the car.
As I got in the car.
Yeah.
Well, it ruined the entire date. And wasn't true at all. And it was only when he dropped me off, he said, by the way. I was only joking.
Come on.
So you didn't even, because my next question would have been, what were you in prison for?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know what? I was actually too scared to ask him what he was done.
No,
I mean,
terrible.
I think I was 20 at the time.
Oh,
so. Hey.
Yeah, okay. We'll put that on the list. We'll stay away from that. Thank you for reaching out to us, Joe.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, so we have a few things here, guys. We have a few things. We're still asking if anything we've missed so far. What should you not do or say on a first date? 0617929495. I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, do you know Shannon Davidoff is?
No.
She's from Match VIP or Matchmaker. She's an expert date coach.
Expert.
Well, listen, it says here. It's listed. She's listed as an expert date coach.
Sharon, the last time you said it says that we spoke to a guy who potty trains dogs and not kids.
So yeah.
She hooks up human beings.
It's got all the
she matches humans. Boys and girls, VIP, girls and girls,
matchmaker,
boys and boys.
Expert date coach. I'm not missing anything here. Okay. There was no
Okay.
So. Just give it a bash. We've got nothing to lose.
I hope this is not an animal psychologist kind.
No, me too.
East Coast Breakfast.
I think we should just call Shannon Davidoff. She's an expert date coach. She's that one from Matchmaker. You know Match VIP?
Yes.
Shannon.
Good day, Shannon.
Shannon Davidoff.
Okay, so Shannon, so the question we're asking this morning, right, is very simple. We have our producer. He's going on a first date. We're talking about what are the don'ts in a first date.
You go on a first date and have to ask the person questions like they had a job interview. It completely kills the interest, the passion, the hope, because that is the worst thing you can do on a date, on a first date. Those things should be cleared before you meet.
Guys, write that down. Don't write any of your questions
down. But then we take it to the next level. For sure, feel their energy. How do they interact with the people around them? But the worst thing to do is sit there and tick off a laundry list of questions in their head, you know? Trying to see the mirage before you see the reality. And you grab the first bit of hope that comes along. And that is when you are vulnerable, and that is often when you make the big mistakes. So the thing is to hang in there, to get out of the desert in the first place.
Biggest tip that I can give you, bro. please make sure you let her order first, you know, okay. because it might be over your budget. Then after, you know, you've got the second.
This is for me, G himself.
Okay.
That's a good, guys, you are right. That's a great point.
Brilliant.
I didn't even think about that.
Also, just be polite and let the girl order first anyway.
Yeah.
Plus, you'll figure out your budget.
And I can't help you with this online dating thing, guys. Guys, I didn't know. I thought Tinder is what you use to start a fire. I thought you would find a girlfriend on eBay.
No, you can. No, you can.
Maybe not a living one.
Another kind of girlfriend on eBay.
I thought it was EBAE. I didn't think it was EBAE.
Oh, shame, Darren.
No, I can't. But I want him to succeed, but I can't help.
Yeah. So, guys, listen. I've reached out to Gorbis. He has sent me a voice note back.
Oh.
I have not listened to it.
We listened to it first time.
This is the first time. Listen, please behave. Or I don't know what's happening in this voice note. So here it is. Dating advice or first date don'ts.
Oh, wow.
From Gorbis.
Hi, guys. Gorbis here. Yo, man, exciting. I hear that our producer, VR van der Merwe, is looking to go on a date. That's exciting, man. Hey, I have to tell you, don't be scared to date. It's always nice to meet girls outside of your immediate family. Yo, listen. Hey, if you're going to go on a date, you must take her someplace special. You know, one of those places with metal cutlery. Yo, and listen, if you don't have a vehicle, it's okay to arrive in a Uber. You just say to her, I lost my license because I drive girls crazy. That worked for me. Okay, and if you get lucky, you take her back home. Remember, don't take it to the same caravan what your wife is in. No, that will end very badly for you. It can, for people. But remember, most importantly, have fun. And dating is like Lego. You build on the first one. Okay, guys. Cool bananas and good luck. Yeah, fun and marvel.
Darren, Sky, and Carmen. East Coast Radio.